This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Barbara Karafokas. She is a qualified nutritionist and a health nutrition and wellness consultant. She inspires others to lead a healthy, passionate life by creating healthier eating and lifestyle habits and attitudes for life. And she is also the author of the book, The MedLife Diet. Barbara, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, good to have you as well, coming to us from Cyprus this afternoon. Now, what can we do to prepare ourselves to change to help us develop healthier habits?
Well, Eric, as adults, we develop unhealthy habits. We eat poor quality foods. We gain weight. We aren't as physically active as we should be. And these lifestyles, unfortunately, lead to cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and many other chronic diseases. The good news is that we can take control of our lives and reverse this outcome by adding in healthier habits into our lives. I know changing habits is hard, especially at first. What I like to use is the three D's, determination, discipline, and dedication, which help to make long-lasting permanent changes. The other thing that you could do to help with change is that you could ask yourself some powerful questions, such as, what do I need to learn in order to bring about change? Or which bad habits do I have to release to become healthier?
And could you tell us what the MedLife diet is all about? It does sound interesting.
The MedLife diet is a more modern approach to the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle. It's a complete healthy lifestyle system which I've developed over the past 15 years to help others create healthy eating and healthy lifestyle habits and attitudes. It's done over a 12-week period, so you slowly make changes, adding in a new habit every week. The reason for this is that it will give you enough time to practice the new habits and have them become a part of your life while also giving you time to release bad habits.
Today we are with Barbara Karafokas. She is a qualified nutritionist and health nutrition and wellness consultant and also the author of the book, The MedLife Diet, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Can you mention some of the benefits of following a Mediterranean diet and what some of the foods that it is made up of?
Well, there's been an increasing number of studies which have suggested the Mediterranean diet as a healthy option for lowering bad cholesterol levels and boosting the good one, as well as preventing conditions such as obesity, diabetes, stroke, hypertension, and heart attacks. There is another interesting study that I would like to mention. This one showed that taking drugs reduced heart attacks and strokes by 25%, while the Mediterranean diet reduced them by 30%. Isn't that amazing?
That is very amazing.
And an authentic, traditional Mediterranean diet incorporates the basics of healthy eating. It's one of the most balanced and nutritious diets that you can follow. It consists of at least 9 servings of fruit and vegetables a day, inclusive of olive oil, herbs and spices, lean meats, nuts and seeds, fish, goat's cheese, beans, pulses, whole grains, and last but not least, red wine in moderation.
And can you give our listeners some advice on how to get started to create healthier habits in our lives?
Sure. I call them the golden rules, which they can incorporate into their lives. The first rule is add a fruit and nut meal every day, preferably for breakfast. The second rule, have a salad meal a day with a healthy topping, which could be olives, feta cheese, sardines or beans. Drizzle some olive oil and apple cider vinegar. The third rule, use herbs and spices instead of salt to flavor your foods. Every time you flavor your meals with herbs or spices, you are literally increasing the nutritional value of your food. The fourth rule, replace butter with healthy fats such as olive oil. Number five, limit your intake of red meat to no more than once a week, and eat oily fish such as mackerel and sardines at least twice a week. The sixth rule, exercise, even if it's 15 minutes, a quick walk around the block. And the last rule, number 7, is humor. Laugh and smile. Don't sweat the small stuff. And take life with a pinch of salt.
Barbara, I would be curious, what was the inspiration that led you to be a messenger about healthy lifestyle?
My father. I think from a very young age, he, you know, from, I think when he was about 37, he kept on having heart problems, and that inspired me. I thought, well, you know, I want to change my destiny. What can I do? And I started researching, you know, ways of eating, healthy eating and living, to see if there's anything I could do differently to create a different outcome. And so that was the spark. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you would, how about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online?
Well, for more information, they could go to my website, which is BarbaraCaraFocus.com, or visit TheMedLifeDiet.com.
And in conclusion, is there one last bit of advice or a tip you'd like to leave with the listeners in way of a conclusion?
A last conclusion is that diet and lifestyle are contributing factors to your life experience. And when you incorporate healthier habits into your life, you will naturally lose weight, look and feel great, get fitter, and be more energetic. The benefits are endless. Healthy eating is linked to empowerment, to improve your life in every way.
We certainly appreciate your joining us here today, especially from Cyprus. We've been speaking with Barbara Carafocas. She is a qualified nutritionist and a health, nutrition, and wellness consultant. She inspires others to lead a healthy, passionate life by creating healthier eating and lifestyle habits and attitudes for life, and is also the author of the book, The Midlife Diet. And once again, the websites of reference is BarbaraCaraFocus.com as well as The Midlife Diet. Barbara, once again, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Certainly was our pleasure as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.